Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Get it. The Bird Show.
All right, so I feel like I am getting really nostalgic these days for good reason, obviously, but this is more in my personal life. So as I am approaching kind of this new evolution in my life after radio, new family, I'm really trying to show up differently now. And I am trying to show up in the moment, which is something that I have never, ever been able to do before in my life. And I have always sort of said that, used an excuse that maybe it's because I'm so scattered because of work, and it is always kind of that content is always in the back of my head, and plus I'm wired in a little bit of a type A way when it comes to work and being a perfectionist. Maybe that's the reason why I can't do it. Well, yesterday I was determined to, when I took Asa, Amanda's son, to date with a dad was yesterday, and he asked me to go where the parents or grandparents, and thankfully I did not get recognized as one of the grandparents yesterday.
You mean date with a dear one?
Date with a dear one. What did I say?
You said date with a dad.
Oh, date with a dear one, yeah. It was for his preschool, so men show up, moms, dads show up, and they hang out with the kids for like 45 minutes. The kids take you around into the school and into the classroom, and then you go from station to station, whatever they really want to do. If they want you to read to them, then you do that. So I swore going into this that I was going to show up differently. First of all, it's been very different here than it is with my kids because I showed up at all. Quite honestly, I never did this with my kids. I never did this with my kids because of this job. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do these things with Asa. And it just happened to fall in the month before I'm taking off. But dang it, I'm not going to miss this, man. He asked me to go. And I think it's important, right? Mm-hmm. And I was really touched by it. So I pull up to the cute little pre-K yesterday, and I'm there before Amanda and Asa get there. So I'm watching this parade of 4 and 5 year olds go in to the school. It's the cutest damn thing I've ever seen in my life. All of them are so, it's the cutest age ever, right?
It is really cute.
So Asa shows up, and we're walking down the halls, and everybody is saying hi to Asa, man. I mean, it's very different than the other kids. Some of them are shy. Asa is like, with this teacher, hey, Asa, how are you today? Another teacher like 10 feet away, Asa. Or if they don't say anything to him, he says something, hey, Miss Smith. Oh, Asa. Aww. And he turns back to me and he goes, Mr. Burt, this is why they call me the mayor. And I'm like, I get it, kid. I totally get it, right?
He's something else.
So we're sitting there throughout the entire time. And I was so in the moment. I was so in the moment that I almost started tearing up yesterday in front of all of these other parents. And I think part of the reason why is because this is the last time I am doing this with, quote unquote, my own child, a child that I am going to have something to do with them growing up. Mm-hmm. And I've played this clip for you guys before from this movie that I absolutely love. It's called My Old Ass. Mm-hmm. It's so good. It's one of my favorite coming of age movies of all time. And it's with Aubrey Plaza in it, and Maisie Stella is in it also. And in this particular scene, Maisie's character is in a boat with some guy that she's, they're teenagers that she's starting to dig on, but he's kind of like this wise, like 18 year old, right? And they start talking about, what would you do and how would you act differently if you knew this was the last time? And I remembered that when I walked into his pre-K yesterday. It was heavy on my heart and in my mind. And I want to play it for you guys again.
Do you remember the last time you went out with friends as a kid and just played pretend the whole day?
I mean, I remember doing that a lot.
Yeah. Do you remember the very, very last time you ever did it? Isn't that sad? You know, to think that there was a time when you were out biking around with your friends, pretending you were getting chased by zombies. You were just all dirty and sweaty and having the best time. And then you went home and parked your bike in the garage and went to bed, not realizing that that was the last time you were ever going to get to do that. And then the thing about not saying goodbye is that you also miss savoring when it's going to be like the last time you get to do that thing.
So I think this kind of is overarching in my life right now, is being able to say goodbye. And yesterday I felt like I was saying goodbye almost to my kids and that part of their life being over, because I missed it. I just missed it, right? And I promised myself I'm not going to miss those times anymore. And I'm not exactly sure what the advice is on how to identify them when you're in them, because I haven't been able to do them all the way up until now. And it's taken this retirement for me to shake me up and go, now's the time to start focusing on the things that are important, right? And that was yesterday. And I literally started crying when I got back into my truck yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I get it. And it's weird because I think it does help hearing this. And that way you can be more present and focused on what's happening here and now. But as a parent, I mean, life be lifin', and it's very easy to get bogged down with schedule and everything else. And so you can find yourself being kind of like half in, half out. But what's crazy is I had the exact same thought the other night. This is unprovoked. I don't know if you and I are in the same cycle or whatever. But when I read a book to Jimmy at night now, I get him in his bed. I get all his blankets tucked in. We get his animals / friends, and they get their blanket, whatever. And I sit on the floor next to his bed and I read his book. And as I was sitting on the floor reading his book, I was like, when was the last time he cuddled up with me in the nursing chair? And that's where, because that's where I used to read his books. Mm-hmm. I'd sit in the rocking chair and he'd crawl in my lap and we would read a book. And as I was sitting on the floor and I was like, I don't remember the last time because it's evolved and it's changed. And I sit on the floor now next to his bed and read the book. And I'm just like, I don't remember the book we read. I don't remember that it was the last time. But it just, because it naturally evolves.
I had so many flashbacks yesterday. When at some point he sat me down and he wanted me to read a couple of books to him, right? So I sit in that little itty bitty chair, and I'm one of the few adults that could actually still sit and fit in those chairs because I'm so small. And he picked out like this baby Bible book, which was really, really long. And he sat in my lap and I was reading the Bible to him yesterday. And I was just flooded with emotions. And I think I wanted to say this today also, because I think as adults and people with responsibilities and jobs, that you feel like if you have the opportunity even to take a couple of hours away from work, right? Even if it's a day off that you can take, I think there is this sort of default, like we want to make ourselves feel more important than we really are. And in realizing yesterday that I missed all those days with my kids, nothing would have happened to this show. Mm-hmm. If I would have taken off for a couple of hours or taken a day off, nothing would have happened. But somehow in my head, I needed to be here. It won't be the same. What's going to happen if I'm not here? You know what would have happened? Nothing. We'd have been right here the exact same way we are right now. And I missed all these dang days with my kids when they were this age also. So I think take this with you, man, that, yeah, you'll be missed in the office for a couple hours, but the place is going to survive.
Sometimes it's hard for us to admit that, but it's true.
Yeah, it's going to survive. All right, Cassie, do we have time here for the birthday wish that keeps on giving, saving somebody's life?
We do. So I turned 40 this past weekend, which is still weird to say because in my head, that's my parents' age. I remember my dad's 40th surprise party at my best friend Lindsay and Lauren's house, and it was so over the hill, and I'm like, that's weird. But I have a birthday wish, and it's in honor of my mom, and also now that it's October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, my mom passed away from breast cancer back in June, and I would like to get 40 women. It's also the 40th year of the breast cancer awareness movement, so it's all coming together, 40 women to pledge to get their mammogram this year.
39.
39?
Because I'm doing mine.
Yay! Yes. Makes me so happy and I'm tearing up, but you don't know what you don't know, and it could save your life. And it's so easy to put on the back burner and be like, I'll get to it later, until you feel the lump. And then it's not like that's too late, but the earlier you catch it, the better. And people are living with breast cancer and having successful lives, and they're defeating it. My mom had a really aggressive type, and she still got 4 extra years with us because she got checked as soon as she felt a lump. So imagine if you get a mammogram and you catch it early. So if you can go to the Facebook page, we'll post this video, and I can get 40 women to pledge to get a mammogram in my mom's honor. That would make my birthday wish so happy.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.